From the biblical point of view, the wise person chooses to live according to God's commands. To live by wisdom is to apply the principles of God's word to daily life. Proverbs is a trustworthy guide to attaining godly wisdom. So turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. We're going to start with chapter 1, verse 1. Proverbs 1, 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Now, it does say that these are the Proverbs of Solomon, but we should keep in mind that Proverbs, like all of the Bible, was inspired by God. So we receive these sayings as coming from God. Human wisdom often fails. It is limited by human intelligence and sinful frailty. But God is all-knowing. His wisdom includes perfect knowledge of all that is, all that was, and all that is to come. Solomon identifies himself as the son of David and that he is the king of Israel. Except for the will of God and the favor of his father David, Solomon would never have been king. Verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Proverbs help us understand the nature of wisdom and discipline. Wisdom refers to spiritual prudence, not human intelligence. Discipline involves using instruction to correct one's behavior. God's word, as expressed in these proverbs, helps us as believers to learn this knowledge. It certainly should encourage us that God wants us to learn and apply His truth to our lives. The insightful sayings in Proverbs helps us to know more about God and His ways. In other words, as believers, we can gain spiritual perception through these great principles. The Holy Spirit teaches us more than can be gained by mere human intellect. The book of Proverbs offers us guidance in all aspects of life if we will only receive them as children of a loving, wise Father. Verse 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Another purpose of these proverbs is to offer wise instruction into aspects of God's holy character. Believers are to be holy because God is holy. So God wants people to live in ways that reflect having a right relationship with Him through faith in Jesus Christ, which is righteousness. Second, God wants His people to live in right relationship with one another, which is justice. And third, God wants His people to live authentic lives, that is, to be pure and honest with themselves, which is integrity. If we believe that God wants us wants to bless us with abundant life, then we should accept His guidance. Since we are limited by human perspective and flawed by our sinful nature, we need our Heavenly Father's direction in making wise choices. Verse 4. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. The Bible's Proverbs are especially valuable for young, inexperienced believers. They help young Christians make wise choices and avoid the damaging effects of foolish choices. Solomon wanted his son to have the benefit of God-given knowledge and discretion. Verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. As believers, if we are willing to receive God's wisdom and instruction, we will experience three positive results. First, we will hear and understand what God says. Jesus pointed out the vast difference between just hearing the words he taught and acting on the truth. Second, God's wisdom helps us grow in our understanding of God and in His ways. This concept of learning involves more than educational achievement. It involves being persuaded of truth and implementing it in our daily life. Third, we gain counsel or guidance for everyday life. Everyone needs wise direction in life. In Psalm 25:5, Solomon's father David prayed for God's guidance. God promises to guide anyone who will trust Him and follow Him. Verse 6. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. Now here Solomon listed four terms that describe ways by which God has revealed His wisdom. A proverb reveals principles of ethical behavior set in the style of a maxim. Some proverbs are direct statements of truth. Other contrasts wise and foolish behavior in parallel statements. A parable refers to a longer poem built around an everyday setting, character, or situation to reveal spiritual truth. Jesus was the master of this parable form. The words of the wise probably refers to the collected writings of those who, like Solomon, were known for their devotion to God's wisdom. All true wisdom is consistent with God's revealed word. The term riddles refers to sayings with concealed meanings, not evil or magical sayings. They were designed to make people think and to search for truth. Verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is a key verse in the book of Proverbs. It reveals the uniqueness of Scripture's wisdom over mere human intellect and experience. Other ancient cultures besides the Israelites had collections of wisdom literature. I cannot speak today. Not only that, today we can walk into almost any bookstore and find shelves upon shelves of self-help manuals, books of clever quotations. But Scripture's wisdom has a different starting place from all those others. True wisdom begins with a fear of the Lord. Now understand this. God does not want His people to be terrified of Him. He wants us to know and experience His love and compassion. At the same time, He is the Lord God Almighty and should not be approached lightly. The phrase "fear of the Lord" occurs at least 11 times in the book of Proverbs. It is intricately tied to wisdom and the benefits of those who follow wise instruction. Its pathway to life guides the wise person away from sin and evil. Several times the fear of the Lord is likened to a healthy expression of life. A proper fear of the Lord results in both material and spiritual blessings. Proverbs teaches that at the beginning of godly wisdom is an appreciation for and a deep respect and reverence of the sovereign Lord. Inspired by God, Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs with the same intent a father might have in writing a series of letters to a son. Proverbs is an instruction manual that parents might use to teach their sons and daughters the way of the Lord. Verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Solomon urged his son not to just hear the words of instruction, but to obey them. God's wisdom is not something to treat with indifference. The issues of life are too important to take or leave God's instructions according to our whims. Solomon admonished his son to heed his instruction, even when it involved correction. Centuries later, the Apostle Paul, also under the Holy Spirit's guidance, declared that God's word is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness. The word Solomon used has elements of all four of those ideas. Although Solomon lived in a patriarchal society where the wife was subservient to the husband, Solomon urged his son not to forsake his mother's instruction. Solomon expected both parents to play an active role in training a child. Just as it took a husband and wife to bring the child into the world, so it required the effort of both the father and the mother to provide the balance of insight and training needed for a well-rounded experience. Verse 9. For they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Solomon used multiple images to describe the results of following godly wisdom. Heeding wise instruction would be like having a garland of grace on your head and a gold chain around your neck. Physically, these items were worn as ornaments. Spiritually speaking, they represented favor and authority. God had given Solomon the wisdom he asked for. That God-given wisdom resulted in fame and authority that went far beyond Solomon's own kingdom. Now that Solomon had gained his son's attention and impressed on him the importance of listening to his instruction, Solomon warned his son about being swayed by wrong influences. Notice the if clauses in these next two verses. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Solomon urged his son not to be persuaded by the enticing words of sinful people. Evildoers like company. When they succeed at bringing others into their league, they feel self-justified. Using flattering words, they deceive the inexperienced into joining them. Verse 11. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. One enticement sinners use is the lure of becoming part of the in group. Peer pressure is not limited to the teen years. The desire for acceptance or recognition draws many adults into improper associations that prove to be destructive. It can occur at work, in civic situations, or in leisure, recreation time. Solomon described an example of a gang that decided to attack and kill an innocent victim for no reason. We might think that no young person would want to join such an evil group. But even today, there are gangs that recruit the young and vulnerable to commit these types of crimes. We read about it all the time in the paper. We hear about it on the news. When people reject God's ways and surrender to their sinful nature, all kinds of evil are possible. Verse 12. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. This verse shows the vile attitudes of sinners toward their victims. The entire plan is like a cruel joke. They liken their plot to the grave of Sheol as it swallows the living. With pitiless cruelty, the perpetrators care nothing for the harm they inflict. Pleasure and power are their only concerns. They do not realize that the end they plot for others will be their own doom under God's judgment. We're going to read verses 13 and 14. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. So another enticement sinners often use to recruit others is the promise of money. We certainly know that greed is a strong motivator. Without a moral compass based on God's word, weak-willed people give in without realizing the price they will pay for their sins. Again, a key component to this temptation is being part of the group. Someone might not normally initiate a crime, but acceptance into a group can be powerful motivation to set aside personal morality and join a conspiracy. Verse 15. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. Solomon again appealed to his son with affectionate firmness. He warned against setting foot on the paths of those who devise evil. Sometimes people think they can experiment with sin without much danger. Just one drink. Just one bet on that horse. Just one throw of dice. Just one time of shoplifting. And it can go on and on and on. Solomon knew better. He warned his son that the road of sin leads inevitably to destruction. The best way to avoid trouble is to decide not to take the first step in the direction of sin. Verse 16. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Solomon's warning emphasizes the eagerness with which wrongdoers go after trouble. It's as if they are running. They are in a hurry to do the most horrendous acts of harm. They follow their human desires without even a thought of the harmful effects. Verse 17. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. So to make his point here, Solomon used an illustration that is a proverb in itself. No one puts out a net where the bird can see it. Even birds are wise enough to avoid an obvious trap. But foolish sinners run blindly into a snare of their own making. Verse 18. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. Villains who set up an ambush for the unaware target only end up hurting themselves. They laughingly seek to take advantage of others, but they suffer the sad results of their iniquity. People who reject God's way and live to harm others fail to realize that their own lives are at risk. There was a man who thought he had the perfect plan to use an investment pyramid scheme to become rich at the expense of others. While many people lost untold amounts of money, the perpetrator not only lost his job and his family, but also ended up spending many years in jail. Verse 19. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. So Solomon ended his caution by summarizing the fate of everyone who seeks profit dishonestly. People who follow the paths of sin end up losing their lives. The very ones who joked about sending others to the grave go there themselves. We all would do well to heed Solomon's warnings to his son. We should teach these same proverbs to our children and grandchildren. Wise people refuse the enticement of sin and live in obedience to God's guidance. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the book of Proverbs, Lord, and this lesson today, how it spoke to my heart. Lord, you are all-knowing, all-seeing. Father, you know things that our minds will never know. or begin to understand. You know the future before it happens. So my prayer, Father, is that we will seek your word, your knowledge, your wisdom in all the things of life. Because there's not a problem that we can face, that there's not an answer found in your book that will teach us and guide us. Lord, you are holy. And I pray that we will have a righteous fear of you, Lord, of loving and caring fear for the sovereign Lord. Father, help us to seek you each and every moment of each and every day. Father, I lift up Joy to you. I just pray, Father, that you will keep her safe. You will guide her, Lord. Give her wisdom to her help, Father, and what she should do. Father, we just thank you that we can come to you and lift each other up in prayer and know that you listen, that you hear, and that you will answer. Father, I pray for our service today. I pray for Chris and Lisa and Derek as they seek to lead us and guide us in worship. I pray, Lord, that our attention will be solely on you. Our praise and worship will reach up to heaven, and that you will be exalted, Father. For it's in Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen.